Okay, so if you have followed me very clearly and you have followed me continuously, you will know that actually, I think close to 1 month back or even more than that, I've already been talking about the rental market. So recently, you also receive like the news article that says that rental has dropped for I think the last month or something. Okay, so anyway, I just want to share that now I want to talk about this very important thing is that what were these rental fall leads to? Because this is like a snowball effect lah. So it's like a chicken and egg thing. Definitely when rental price drop, right, many things will happen. So we are starting to already see this thing happening. Of course, I wouldn't say that this is going to affect the whole market. Nope, not at the moment, not that I can see at the moment, but rental drop is a big thing. Definitely there will be some effect that will spill over into the sales and purchase arena, okay? So let's go. Okay, so the first thing, right, is that when rental drops, a lot of owners, where investment owners, they will start complaining that, I cannot cover my mortgage. So I think this is one very important thing that we are looking at. When people cannot cover their mortgage or they feel that the rental price is dropping, it's like a signal and a hint to them that, maybe next the price will drop. Okay, I'm not saying the price will drop, don't quote me, but I have already seen owners being triggered by this thing. When rental price drop, mortgage cannot cover, a lot of them are starting to look to sell. So in the past few weeks, I start to see a lot of condo listings, they are selling with tenancy or because the tenant is leaving, they are selling. So more and more of these units are surfacing in the market today. So I think when rental price drop, it actually triggers people to start selling. Number two, a lot of these investors for like those TOP projects lah, new launches lah, they just buy the new project. They are always looking for a tenant because when they TOP, they take keys, they have the mindset that when they buy, they need to cover the mortgage. And in 2, 4, 5 years ago, when the interest is 1 point something percent, 1.8%, or 1.9%, or 1.5%, agents most likely has already calculated for them, your installment, and blah blah blah, can cover, But at today, at 3 to 4%, they realize that it may not cover anymore. And when you buy into a project where there is a lot of one bedder or two bedder, a lot of these units they are not looking for owner stay, they are looking for sales. So when you buy into this kind of project, I don't want to quote project names, okay, not very nice. But of course, if you are my client, feel free to ask me. I'm more than happy to help you and share with you, okay? Since you are already my client, okay? So this kind of projects, you will realize that because there's a very big percentage of investment rental units, so it's getting tougher and tougher to get a tenant. So I have already hear and experienced some newer projects. Okay, this thing doesn't occur in the old projects. Why? Because a lot of times, all these older projects, right, people don't really buy them for investment so much. A lot of these older projects, they are more for homestay. Okay, you will realize that the difference between newer projects and older projects is that the newer projects have a bigger percentage in rental units. The older projects have a smaller percentage of rental units. So this rental is indirectly affecting a lot of new projects, those that has just recently take keys, those that's within the 5 years mark. So this impact is pretty big. If you look into the market today, a lot of I call it the COVID new launch properties that just taken keys, they are having a lot of units for rent, and you also see a sudden surge in their project. There's actually more and more units trying to sell. Okay, with these two effect coming into the situation, I think this is a start of a new problem. Okay. Again, I'm not saying that price will drop because people will quote me and say, Aaron, so you're trying to say price. No, not really. I would say that overall, right, we are slowly getting into a different market situation. So maybe I use this description, this example, which is very good, is that when property market is good, 10 out of 10 property make money. When property market not so good, 8 or 7 out of 10 property make money. I feel that today we are in the era of 5 out of 10 property make money. Slowly, 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 we will fall into the era of maybe 3 or 4 property make money, the rest doesn't. So will Singapore fall into the situation of only 1 property make money or 0 property make money? To be frank with you, at the current stage that I'm looking at the property market, I don't foresee this situation happening. I foresee something around 3 to 4 maximum. So we are still at a very safe zone because a lot of cooling measures have been put in place. The economy is very strong. The Singapore dollar is very strong. Singapore is considered a safe haven. Okay? So hope you understand where you are getting yourself into. Okay, so if you're asking me, Aaron, can I still buy property? Is it time to invest? The answer is not no. The answer is also not yes. The answer is, do you know what you are buying? And do you know what kind of investment time spent you are putting yourself into? Do you know what you are getting yourself into? Are you ready? Do you have the holding power? What is your holding power? Is it 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years? When you go into new launch, what are you looking at? You know, how many years to turn over and all these things, okay? I think it's getting more and more difficult. And you got to be more and more careful. Because during the COVID times, the things that I always tell people is, which is true. Even dustbin space also earn money, or even car park also earn money. But in today, the situation is very different. We are heading into the maybe 4 out of 10 properties earn money only. I mean, if you buy now, in the next 3 to 4 years. And also, last but not least, a tip for all of you is that this is an endurance game. Okay? The most important thing you need to be careful is that whether your property has this longevity or longevity or whatever. What I mean is, to make it simple, is that can your property tahan the next 1 cycle, 2 cycle, 3 cycle? Do your property has that power of endurance also? Okay, so if your property cannot tahan, your property is already at a peak, and because of 1 drop or 1 down market, the next up market, your property doesn't recover higher, it means that this property is not a good property. Okay, so that's how I see it. So even today, I still see properties that can recover to a higher level in the next up market. However, the numbers are getting lesser and lesser every day. Okay, so buy correctly and understand the market correctly. So that's it for today's video. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode, and bye bye.